Fly, would you mind passing me some of that giggle water? I'm parched. Aren't you a doll? Thanks. You caught me singing, huh? Did you like it? That is not a very nice thing to say. I did not think someone as cute as you could be so mean. You hurt my feelings. How about I make it up to you? I cannot have those darn sore ears on my conscience. Well, la donna immobile, qual più mal vento, muda d'accento, idi. If you want your fingers inside my mouth, that really isn't the way to ask. You are right. I really should behave around this bunch of suits, but I will have you know that is a classic. Besides, this music is so boring. Who wants to hear the Charleston for the umpteenth time? On the contrary, I happen to love to dance, but in dance, it's all about the partner, and most people here, their wind turns opposite to my sail. Because I, unlike them, do not believe that being born with a silver spoon in my mouth makes me automatically better than everyone else. They are emperors without clothes, expecting us to bow to them because of what they are, while we pretend we don't know exactly who they really are. Of course, I'm supposed to be here. I was personally invited. Our host Blaine and I go way back. When I first came here from Europe, my accent was even worse then. You don't believe someone like me could be acquainted with him? Because we have absolutely nothing in common? True, but the seeds of friendship take root in the cracks others fail to notice. I take it you are an admirer of his. Not one of his usual fawning fans, though. You are not throwing yourself to slobber over his coattails. Oh, don't get me wrong, I don't blame you. Of course, you cannot help but think he is so impressive with his big fancy house, his big fancy companions, the finest chefs from all over Europe at his beck and call, expensive wines that would make Dionysus green with envy, his elegant attire, the oh-so-refined manner he speaks to everyone, as if you're the only person in the room, the smooth, even drawl he uses to lull your very senses, ever such a dark and charming gentleman, those piercing eyes that draw you in and make you feel oh-so-significant to be talking to the great Blaine or someone who just stepped out of a novel by Fitzgerald. You should have seen where we were there, and he was caked head to toe in mud. It got absolutely everywhere. Why, I pushed him in, obviously. Do not give me that look. He deserved it. He was being very rude and far too serious for a boy his age. He was fuming, absolutely miffed to the gills. So began our grand rivalry, one that would expand over leagues of oceans wider than those traveled by Captain Ahab in pursuit of Moby Dick. A fall towards the abyss greater than that of Moriarty and Sherlock, ending only until the very core of the earth turns us both to ash. A pact of revenge and deceit more duplicitous than that of Faustus and the nefarious Mephistopheles. One that, like Hamlet, can be satiated by nothing less than death itself. I will have my pound of flesh. And so I tread the path of Edmond Dantès. I am a shell without form, a ghost in the darkness that distinguishes the hope from dreams, a distant memory of happier days that never came to pass. A shadow of remorse and doubt that clouds all certainty until only regrets remain. A stranger to all, including myself, until my vengeance is complete. I only jest. We have been friends ever since. Oh no, trust me. You do not want to be on Blaine's bad side. He can be upstage enough on a good day. God forbid you find him in a mood. He can be such a whiny little child sometimes. Don't tell him I said that. We are due for a drink later, and I prefer to see his ears redden in person. Well, you are quite right. I shouldn't speak so candidly. Even I am not immune from Blaine's wrath. In fact, once we... Actually, no. He should never forgive me for sharing that particular story. However, if the night is fruitful enough, maybe I'll allow you to try and coax it out of innocent little old me. I mean, with such a sweet face as yours, he could hardly blame me for letting something slip. Oh, stop being such a worrywart. Anyone would think you have a crush. Saying his name is not going to make him suddenly appear behind you. See, no one cares. You would think all the money he spent on this little shindig, and someone would have bothered to make it at least a little more entertaining. But everyone here is too self-absorbed to admire anything around them. It's tragic, really. But I have something most don't. I'm honestly happy. Can they say the same? All these games, the ones all these oh-so-important people like to play, the ones about who has the biggest trust fund, the most expensive car, the fanciest suits made from mulberry silk, who went to the finest schools to make themselves appear more intelligent than they are, where they teach everything except how to have a single creative bone in your body. The ones who are perpetually miserable in their little pencil-pushing jobs, or worse, the ones who do nothing. On the backs of others who work their asses off to make ends meet. The ones who bend over backward to be part of the club where you become nothing but a mindless bootlegging lackey for their cause. None of it is real. A facade to make them think they are noteworthy. It's fake. As fake as those plaster-friendly faces around us of sharks in the water, eager for blood. All of this is passing, and none of it makes up what you really are. Things do not matter. People do. And no, I do not mean the ones that will get you a promotion. I do not mean the ones you play cards with or are forced to deal with day in and day out. Not the ones we are supposed to want, supposed to choose to fall madly in love and have babies with, the white picket fence and the whole shebang. Those scarce few who make the weight of this world a little lighter by their mere presence, the ones who share their stories so they become part of your own. The elation from those tears and laughter you share together, the solace of those memories enfolds you on darkened days when loneliness threatens to swallow you whole. The ones who make you understand what love truly means. Anyone who lives within their means suffers from a sordid lack of imagination. No one comes to this world thinking about expectations or pleasing others who don't give a damn about you as an individual. No one plans to be as wretched as the old fart has spun you that web of lies. You are not your ritzy garb, not your job or how much you make. Who you fuck, how much cash you got to burn. You are not even the way you look, however hosty-tosy you may be. You certainly are so much more than that. I could see it when you met my eyes while I sang. You pretended to be appalled, but I noticed you smiled at me. You laughed along with the others, as was my intent, but it was sincere, not mocking. Yes, I saw you. Even from the crowd, the sound whispered into my ears like a well-kept secret. You have an enchanting laugh, and in your gaze, I saw a kindred spirit. Yes, it is beautiful here. Gorgeous, really. The aesthetic of this place, the grandeur of it all, like a castle from those old fables, plucked out of time from El Dorado itself. The ascending staircase, with the opulence of those innocent white marble tiles. They look like they might lead to heaven itself, despite being littered with those two spliffificated to finish the journey upwards. Does that mean we are on earth, or are we in hell? If it should be the former, does that mean we can hope to achieve salvation through our curiosity? Shall we climb, or like Icarus, would we plummet for daring to believe ourselves worthy of touching the sky? If we are in the latter, if this meaningless profligacy is to be our penance, this lawless reverie of debauchery, filled by men with stone hearts whose morality is a discarded toy, their game is despair, their ambition the venomous fruit of a poisonous tree that rots this beautiful world. If such is our lot, then I should then question my faith if a treasure like you should have to suffer such an unforgiving fate. What do you think? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to lean on you. I'm just feeling a little faint, I guess. That smell, the smoke, the liquor, the incense of perfume and cologne, it's a little overwhelming. Look, just beyond the door, the grounds, are they not splendid? I imagine they were modeled on the Elysian fields themselves. How the vines curl like fingers at the ends, inviting us to play. The flowers are so tall they look like they will begin talking to us. Shall we invite them to punch the bag? Let us cultivate our garden. Come, please. It is so stuffy in here. I cannot think with all this noise. The art of conversation is too soon lost in the uproar. And I'm feeling so hot. You look a little flushed yourself. The fresh air will do us some good. Bee's knees, take my hand. I don't want to get lost in the roaring crowd. Oh, that's better, isn't it? Wah! Slow down. There's no rush. Enjoy the moment. Take a breath. Feel the breeze as we stride. Hey, is that a fountain across the maze? Let's go see. Don't be such a scaredy cat. Get a wheel on. Oh no, the roses! That means we are in Queen of Hearts Gardens. We must be cautious, for if she finds us trespassing, she would have our heads. I do so love the smell of roses. Wait, let me pluck this one. No, no, we won't get in trouble for it. Paradise was not lost for a single rose. And besides that, there is no beast here to punish us, at least none that we can see. Feel how softly the rose traces the contours of your cheek, your nose, and those beautiful lips. Aren't you a sight for weary eyes? Here, this is a gift for you. Keep going. We're almost there. Oh, well, that is about as big as you can get. Did Blaine have La Seine flown over or something? I mean, it might as well be a swimming pool. I bet you there are mermaids below. It's not an impossibility. Just because you've never seen them. I saw a mermaid once. It was a fisherman who had his foot caught inside a very big fish, but it was close enough. I think it's pretty obvious what I'm doing. I'm bearing myself to the night under Holmes' mantle. We can be ourselves. I'm going for a swim, and so are you. This summer night is scorching. I can see you sweating bullets just as much as I'll go first. No, I'm not getting out. You, get in here. The water feels amazing. Besides, no one's watching. Yet. Stop being such a spoil sport. Just take them off already. If you are shy because of how you look, I'm sure you look fine. Maybe even more than fine. I can tell from the way you're staring, you like the sight of me well enough, at least enough to be glancing down where it isn't proper. Don't look away, I don't mind. Trust me, what's beneath is not what most endears you to me. Well, if you want to know the answer to that, you'll have to jump in here. Oh, very well. If you won't, I have no recourse but to be good and let myself out then. Give me a hand. Oops! Did that hurt? No need to be melodramatic. It's only water. It's not going to kill you. I think I saw something moving next to you. Skittish, are we? Oh, don't pout. You look so adorable. Yes, you would make a big splash if you go back to the party looking like that. If it means so much to you, I will buy you a new one in the morning. Well, if you are that impatient, how about you wear my clothes instead? I am sure you could pull them off. Well then, for now, you'll just have to take off yours to let them dry. But with this heat, it'll be no time. I promise. I will help you. It's the least I can do. That's it. Spread out. See? Wow. You look even better than I imagined. No need to be embarrassed. Own it. Now you try. We came to this world to have fun, to live life to its fullest. When was the last time you had fun? Real fun. I mean, screw the consequences. Scour the sea to find the lost city of Atlantis. Take on giants who pretend to be windmills. Punch death in the face before buying him a much-needed drink. Seize the day. When was the last time you kissed a stranger? Hopped on a moving train without any idea where the hell you were going. Touch yourself in front of a looking glass that was not your own. Got in front of the city square and recited a poem because you couldn't stand the silence. Splashed in a dirty puddle. Told someone that the world is a better place because of them. Just to see them smile. Admire the iridescence of a sunrise in a land you have yet to explore. Howled at the infallible moon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's it. Now you're on the trolley. You can do better than that. Oh gosh, someone's coming. Let's hide. Forget the police. Quick, behind the bushes. Oh, they will catch us. Get down here. Sorry, I got startled, so I dragged you down. Straight into my lap. I assure you, it was not my intent. Damn, my heart's thrumming a million times a second. Wasn't that a hoot? Do you think they're gone? What? What is it? Do I have something on my face? Oh, wow. That was unexpected. Give me another kiss. Your taste is... And the feel of you on top of me is... It makes me burn. Your lips, they feel so soft. So cool. Against my neck. That feels good. The way your hands stroke my chest makes me feel so tight, like a spring about to bounce. Oh, the way your lips trail down. Oh, you're making me lose my breath with such sweetness. Wait a minute. I really haven't. No, I mean yes, but I have. The last time she broke my heart. She didn't have eyes as kind as yours, or a smile that could banish the demons from my mind, or a voice that would make the chorus of heaven weep, or lips so sweet I can taste the rose that caressed them. Yes. Oh yes, do that. Oh yes. your body against mine. It's like an ocean gently hugging the shore. Your stare is so intense, the heat in your eyes, it makes me shiver. Oh yes, your touch is just right. Ah, yes, there. I can't keep still. Oh, your mouth, it leaves a blaze whenever it touches, like wildfire igniting my skin. Oh, yes, there, down to where I need it most. Oh, God, oh, your mouth, it feels, oh, so good. Oh, yes, oh, your tongue, it feels incredible. Oh, oh, yeah, yes, do that. Oh, oh, yes, up and down with your mouth on me, my shaft, it's, oh, oh, yes, you're incredible. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 please don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, 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 oh. Damn, you are good. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, yes, just like that. Just like that. Oh, oh, all the way. Oh, yes, yes. You're better than I thought. Getting me so hard, so hard. Oh, damn. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, yes. Yes. Oh, oh, please, please. Damn, damn, please, please. Oh, 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 damn, damn. Yeah, yeah. Please, please stop now. Oh, let us switch places now. It's my time to please you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm pushing you down. I'm taking charge now, and you will enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Sweetest one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will enjoy this. While I caress your beautiful skin and kiss along it. Yeah, oh, just lean backwards for me as I worship you. And grip those lovely thighs as I taste you. Yeah, let me right there. Little higher, okay? All right. That's it, love. Just enjoy. Let go. You want my tongue there. Of course. There. Right. There. Right there. You like that? Just lean back, close your eyes, and let me take care of you. Oh yeah, you are so wet, aren't you? Just gushing. Let my tongue play from side to side, and sucking there, and in circles. Oh yes, getting closer for me, are you? Yeah, don't think about anything, just let go. deserve this. So sweet. Getting even closer. Oh yes, feel that peak arriving. So close now, aren't you? So close. Just let go. Let go. Feel it. Feel it now. Yes. Now. I have you. Oh yes, that felt good. Didn't it? Your eyes are as morning dew. You wouldn't deny me more, would you? You taste divine. I imagine you feel even better. Now, I wish to have you fully. Let our bodies join. As beautiful as the sin from your lips. I would have your flesh join mine. Unbreakable as the string with which you have bound my very soul. Let me have you here along the grass. Yes, spread your legs now for me as I enter you. There. Right there. You encourage crying with your sweetness. Your hair smells of the fallen leaves. Oh yes, feels good. I will comb my hands through it. Then gasp it like a shield against my fears. Yes, you want me to go slower? Cherish those moments. Look into my eyes. Yes, and look up at the stars of the night. As I pound into you. Yes, just like that. Push against me and wrap your legs around mine. Let your nails sink into my shoulders and bite me. Yes. So good. This is our own Midsummer Night's Dream. But our love's labor is not lost. No. It is as you like it. Because where love is great, the little doubts are fear. And I'm pounding harder into you now. Oh, yes. Oh, Take it. Oh, yes. So good. Feel my rhythm. Feel me. Oh, yes. Yes. Just like that. You go. I have you. Yes, I have you. Stare with me at the uncountable stars, the boundless universe, beyond which our imagination founders on a distant shore. Where we dare to touch the hem of infinity's cloak. Yes, life is much too short to be taken seriously, sweetheart. Time passes and waits for no one. You shouldn't either. You know, there is a storm in your eyes. Thunder that makes me tremble inside, and lightning that strikes down my every defense. Let us go back. Your clothes must be dry by now. What is it? You wish to stay out here a little longer. But I thought you were in such a hurry before. Won't you miss the party? You're asking me to dance with you? To what music? There is a song echoing with the wind, which is our flute. The hooting owls are our horns. The cricket and hums from the katydids are our strings. The frogs that croak from their pads are our bass. They are fairies in disguise. And finally, the moon, our conductor, as it illuminates our steps. Shall we dance? Well, just let me put on my shoes. Oh, I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good or I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it, go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you. Hmm.